You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's back in the studio with me, and we're pleased to welcome, maybe for the final time, soprano Sonia Baker, who's about to leave for James Madison University. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Gosh, we all were sort of shocked. In early June, we received an email from our associate dean of the College of Humanities and Fine Arts saying that as of July 1, you'd be somebody else's dean.
Well, I am moving to James Madison University, and I'll be the associate dean for the College of Visual and Performing Arts there. And ironically, James Madison University is where I started my teaching career before I came here to Murray. So I was there for 5 years teaching in the School of Music and came here to Murray. And I didn't interview for this job till after school got out, which is why people didn't get the email till so late.
Well, I'm glad you're here today because you have made a big impact in our region, performing in the art houses throughout our listening area. And perhaps we could hear a piece of your art now.
I would love that. This is from my final recital, I guess, on Murray State's campus, although I hope at some point somebody will invite me back to give another one. And this is a recital that I gave with Dr. Myeon Park last September, and you'll be hearing Give Me Jesus, arranged by Moses Hogan.
Thank you.
Dr. Sonia Baker in recital last year, and we're so glad you're here and so sorry that we'll lose this voice in our own performance halls.
Well, as I said, I hope at some point somebody will invite me back and that I will be continue to sing in the region at some point.
Now, in addition to your art, you've been really active in Leadership Kentucky and the Kentucky Arts Council. And last academic year just ended, you had an amazing opportunity with this American Council on Education. I presume maybe that experience led to your move.
It certainly did. It was a year where I got a chance to shadow upper administration in higher education and look at the issues in higher education. And for me, it was a year where I was trying to decide whether I wanted a full-time administrative job or not, because I have continued to teach half-time in my current position. And I would like to have an impact, and discovered that I was actually interested in policy. Who knew? I'm hoping that I can move in that direction in administration and also infuse the arts in every aspect of education, because I know how valuable they are.
Well, I'm wondering what your policy might grow to be to inspire teachers to nurture artists who are also quite active in the community at large, just to make those connections like you have.
I think it's one of the other things that I had the opportunity to do while I was here in Kentucky was teach on the faculty of Governor's School for the Arts for 5 years. And I encourage teachers to tell their students about Governor's School for the Arts, because it's free for 3 weeks for young artists in high school. And I think also we live in an age where people often say, what are you going to do if you major in the arts? And I say, you'll do whatever you need to do, and you'll probably continue to be an artist at the same time. And you may make money as an artist, or you may not. But I think that it's really important that young people follow their passion. One of my friends from high school is Meg Cabot, who wrote The Princess Diaries. And when I got back in touch with her, because I didn't realize she was the woman that wrote The Princess Diaries and 50 other books, apparently, she asked what I was doing. And I said I was teaching and singing, teaching. And I'll never forget, because she wrote back and said, the happiest people I know as adults are people who are doing things they loved when they were kids. So I think it's really important to allow kids to do things they love, and also teach them how to work hard and teach them the discipline, because that's required no matter what you do to be successful.
Okay, Miss Sonia, now you go to James Madison University. Again, you go back, and you find out there's a connection there with Princeton, Kentucky.
I know, it was the craziest thing. When I was interviewing for this position, we traveled around campus, and they have a Madison art collection. And at the Madison Art Collection is the Charles Lisenby Collection. And apparently Charles Lisenby was born and raised in Princeton, Kentucky, and nominated for 16 Emmy Awards, won 4 of them for TV scenic design. And so there's a whole collection of his materials there at James Madison University. And I don't even know what the connection is to JMU for Mr. Lisenby, but apparently the family continues to be connected with James Madison University. And as soon as I saw it, I said, I think I'm probably the only person here who really knows where Princeton is and has been there.
Indeed. And it will give you a little jolt from home all the time.
Absolutely.
From this home. Thank you again for being here today. Bon voyage.
Thank you so much for having me. And please know that I will return because there are fantastic people here in Murray that we will miss very much.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.